March 3rd, Wednesday. What happened to the woman who had a bleeding disorder? And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." Mark 5:25-28. Today, God will heal your absolutely impossible problems in order for you to become a witness. The Temple That Heals. Leviticus chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any man has a discharge from his body, his discharge is unclean." The Israelites complained and complained as they walked along the wilderness road, but it was also the place where all their problems in life were answered. God had placed all answers and blessings inside the tabernacle, and through it, God also healed the Israelites. Why do you need to be healed inside the tabernacle? Number one, urgent healing. God wanted to urgently heal the Israelites from being centered on self, success, and materialism. In addition, the Israelites possessed dispositions regarding enslavement and the wilderness as a byproduct of their lives as slaves in Egypt. The only place where they could gather for healing was inside the tent of meeting. In other words, your present reality, which is like walking in the wilderness, is the time schedule to heal your faults that can cause destruction. Number two, whom did God heal first? God told those who were suffering from leprosy, bodily discharges, and bleeding disorders to gather at the door of the tent of meeting and to offer sin offerings, burnt offerings, and guilt offerings. Bodily discharges and bleeding disorders were forms of sexually transmitted diseases. These conditions help in deducing what took place during the Israelites' time in the wilderness. In other words, God wants to first heal the 5,000 abandoned indigenous peoples in the 237 nations of the world, then future generations, and finally TCKs. In truth, no one is capable of healing them. True healing can only take place inside the tabernacle. Starting today, you need to look ahead and prepare to heal this age that is marked by an outbreak of spiritual illnesses and the after effects of problems caused by church and religious organizations. From now on, you must prepare content that is scientific, medical, spiritual, biblical, and gospel-oriented. God has given the covenant in advance and has prepared all answers. Dear God, may the works of healing that arose in the wilderness tabernacle first take place in me so that I can become a witness who heals the 237 age. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.